Hooray for the Moon finds John D. Graham sounding more like an old troubadour than an old punk.
In the name of 53 saints, I will go searching, says. Seek out the hurting, says. Where comes this pain?
One Moment is the opening track on John D. Graham's third solo CD, Hooray for the Moon. Originally written during Graham's days with the Austin country punk rock band The True Believers, the song is familiar to most people because of the pop hit version recorded by Patti Smyth almost a decade ago. While John's first hit came from a song that was written when he was barely in his 20s, he never got around to recording his first solo album until he was in his mid-30s and had spent close to 20 years playing in bands like X or with artists including Kelly Willis and Michelle Shocked. In today's music business, where the hit charts are regularly dominated by performers barely out of their teens, that's a relatively advanced age to begin a solo career.
I think that coming to it, as you politely put it, an advanced age, I don't bring with me a lot of the illusions or delusions that I had when I was 20. Having played behind a lot of people who were fairly successful, I've seen how things work. I also think that the stuff that I have to write about is going to be interesting to intelligent people because I started writing about it after I had some actual experience in this world.
John D. Graham was raised on a ranch in Quemada, a small town on the Texas-Mexico border. That helps to explain why Volver, a traditional Mexican love song, sung in the original language but with a modern arrangement, fits right in with the other songs on Hooray for the Moon.
Tú tenías mucha razón, la gocazo al corazón.
I grew up on the Texas-Mexico border. The high school I went to, for instance, was like 96% Mexican-American. So it was like me and four other white guys. And so I grew up pretty deep in the Mexican culture. And all the radio that we got, most of it was Spanish language radio. I grew up hearing that song a lot. And then I sort of turned away from it. But then as I started to get older, as I was growing up, then I've kind of come back around to it, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time, and so I managed to convince him to let me put it on the record.
Well, the first time I heard you, you were playing in a band that was very punk-sounding.
Oh, yes.
And that's a very far cry from these romantic Mexican...
Well, I grew up.
It's a circle.
It's totally a circle, and you take things with you as you travel around the circle. If you listen to the new record, Hooray, there's big punk rock elements in there. There's a couple of songs that are just as dark as anything I've ever done. But I'm a fully grown man now. I'm 42 years old. Different things speak to me. And so while I've sort of taken some of that power and intensity along with me from my past, I also like the softer, smaller, more emotional songs too.
Well, I do the best I can with my heart in my throat, my hat.
Over the past 20 years, John D. Graham has played in so many bands, playing so many different kinds of music, that it's safe to say he can play it all. 9 of the 11 songs on Hooray for the Moon are originals that showcase his considerable songwriting skills and performing range. The only cover, aside from Volver, is the Tom Waits-written Way Down in the Hole. Waits' original has the song led by a piano. John D. Graham opens his rendition with some serious guitar work. I'm Catherine Cole.
When you're walking in the gut, you better watch your back. Well, beg your pardon, stay on the narrow track. Just ignore temptation, 'cause hands are cold. Yeah, you help me keep the devil way down the hole. Got a fire and a fury at his command.
Jesus mighty sword. Yeah, they wrap you with their wings, keep you close to the Lord. Yes, ignore temptation, 'cause his hands are cold. Yeah, you help me keep the devil away.